The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Scofflaw. In this episode, George runs into an old friend, Gary Fogel, played by John Lovitz, who tells him that he had been out of touch because he had spent a few months undergoing chemotherapy. Kramer mistakenly calls a cop a pig when he's yelling at a litter bug. And there's more about that cop that comes into play later. Jerry finds out that George knows about the Gary Fogel situation, and you find out that Jerry actually knew a long time ago. And Elaine is tormenting an old boyfriend who has unique eyeglasses. What did you think of this episode?
It's one of those episodes that is pretty funny. I think it does a good job of setting up the next episode.
Which is what?
What's the name of the next episode? Well, technically the next episode is the 100
yes,
episode the highlights. But the one after that is the beard.
Oh, the beard. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Where you're bald.
Yeah. One of my, like literally one of my favorite episodes of all time.
So if we gotta get through this episode to get to that episode, that's fine. And I think it's funny. I think, George has some good, George always has good lines. He was a standout for me. Mm-hmm. John Lovitz was annoying, but in a funny way, as opposed to Kathy Griffin's annoying in an annoying way.
Fair enough.
And Elaine being petty. I like that. I like Elaine being petty.
It is a level of pettiness that is... it's unbelievable. It really is. But I agree with you. I like it. I thought this was a pretty good episode. There's a scene with Kramer early on that I thought was just weird and completely unnecessary, but I thought was absolutely funny just because it's just a bizarre situation.
Yeah.
So the episode opens with George running into his friend, Gary. And Gary's like, he's like, hey, man, I've been calling you. You know, you haven't been returning my phone calls. And Gary, played by John Lovitz, he's like, look, I've been busy the last couple of months. And George makes a big deal and shoves his foot directly in his mouth. He's like, oh, you're too busy. What could you possibly have been busy with? He's like, I was in chemotherapy. Like, oh, thanks for throwing me under the bus. And so George, of course, feels embarrassed. And then Gary just walks off. Then we see Kramer walking down the street, and he sees someone throw trash out of a car, and Kramer has a Jay moment, and he screams at that person as a pig, but he says it.
You care about litter bugs like that?
Don't do that. like littering is a real thing for me, man, and it makes me really upset. It does.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody litter.
That's a lie.
I don't think I have.
That's because you're the one doing the littering.
Yeah, because I can't look at myself.
yeah, you're the one doing the littering. Now get out of here.
No, I don't litter. Like, I won't like have like a fast food bag and just be like, blah, done with this. You know. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's ridiculous. That's egregious.
Like, the thing is, wherever you're going in the car, they have trash cans there. I guarantee it. And we go into our house. You have a trash can. What is the problem in holding trash? You made the trash. You did it. And if it's that bad, just stop at a fast food restaurant. They have dumpsters outside. I don't understand. So, yeah, littering really bothers me. Look, I sent you and Terrence an image. Somebody left a fucking hot water heater in my neighbor's yard. Like, what the fuck? Turns out it was Roto-Rooter, and they came and picked it up the next day. But, I was livid, man. I was not pleased with it. I was like, you couldn't have kept that, like, not on the grass on the sidewalk? You couldn't have kept it in your yard? You know what I mean? Like, that shit made me furious. I was so mad. No, I don't like that. I yelled at a neighbor recently about that. I saw her litter right in front of my house, and I was like, pick that up. And I'm like, yo, I'm 38. I'm not 68. Yo, don't make me into be the crazy old man in the neighborhood. Like, come on, yo. Oh, and they looked at it like it was a foreign object. I'm like, bitch, you had it in your hand 2 seconds ago. And she was just like, oh, what is this? Like, this ain't your first time landing on the moon. It's a bottle that you just put under your car. Try to be slick. Pick it up. You're a goddamn teenager. Get the fuck out of here. You know better. Nah, I don't like littering. That shit makes me mad. Yeah, it makes me into a crazy old man. You know, don't do that.
Oh shit.
So George goes to see Jerry. Oh, by the way, the car that had done the littering. A cop was trying to like write that person a ticket. And when the cop heard Kramer yell pig, the cop turned around because he thought he was talking to him. And the car he was trying to ticket just got away. So that cop was none too pleased. So then we find Jerry and George back at Jerry's apartment. And George comes in and he's like, hey, man, did you hear that Gary had cancer? He's like, oh, yeah, no, everybody knows about that. Like, that's not a big deal. And you find out that Gary didn't tell George because George has a terrible poker face. You hide cancer from
no.
people?
No. No. As a matter of fact, don't tell me nothing that you don't want somebody else to know about unless you explicitly tell me to not say anything. I can't keep a secret, yo. I can't. I don't have enough shit going on in my life that I can have a conversation. Like, any little piece of information, any talking point that I have, I gotta share it because I ain't got shit else going on.
That's funny. Like, Mike, how you doing? Tyrone got cancer, yo.
Right. Right.
I don't even know him.
Exactly. Like, I know you don't know Chuck, but Chuck got sickle cell anemia and he died from that shit.
I've heard that story before.
Because, exactly. You know why? Because down. I can't hold shit in and nobody told me not to tell somebody that Chuck has sickle cell. Now, I will respect it if you if you specifically say...
What an odd story. Like, what an odd secret to tell. He has sickle cell. Like, well, like, why is that a secret? Like, yeah, black people get sickle cell anemia. It's actually really tragic.
Yeah, I know.
So he died from it.
Yeah, he died from it.
You don't catch it from like having sex with a dirty girl. Like,
no, you don't catch it from having sex with the Grim Reaper.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you just
sickle cell. Thank you. Like, wow. Great.
So yeah, if you specifically tell me not to say something to somebody.
Yeah, you won't do that.
I won't do that. That's ridiculous. I won't do that. But if you just tell me something, you're putting it out there. You might as well put it out on the internet.
So here's my question. Do you follow the rule of the... Do you follow the husband rule?
Yo, you tell me something. Look, even if I do tell you that I'm not going to tell nobody, I'm telling my wife.
Yeah, that's an unwritten rule. Like, you can't tell... You cannot tell your friend who's married something and not expect their spouse to know.
Yeah.
Unless it's... It would have to be a pretty egregious thing. Like, if it's a secret, like, the only way it works is if it's a secret that if your spouse knows about it, it kind of ruins a thing, you know, that's, like, directly related to that other person, then you can't tell them. But if it's something just, like, a generic secret, oh, no, that's getting dumped.
All right, you telling your spouse that you know somebody's cheating, that you know there's somebody that y'all know is cheating on their spouse?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell that secret.
Yeah.
I can't keep that one down.
Right.
Nah, yo.
I mean,
don't tell me shit, Terrence. Nah, don't do that.
God, no. Never again.
Never again. If it was definitely, somebody we both know.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. Like, the only way I wouldn't, if it was like, not to say that you have. Okay, I'm not trying to implicate.
Use Matthew as an example because nobody knows who the fuck Matthew
Let's
is.
Let's say Micah. don't tell me what to do. So let's say Micah is cheating on his lovely wife, like the scumbag that he is. If you tell me that, and you're like, don't tell your wife, because I'm going to tell. No, but it, no, but if you say don't tell your wife because I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to reveal the whole thing next week, like, then I won't say anything. But if it's just a general, like, I'm doing that shit, don't say nothing, don't tell me that shit. Because guess what? Next time you come over, we both judging you. Like, hi, Micah.
Right. You'll turn into Angela from that Tyler Perry movie.
Boom. I mean, as we discussed, we're more similar than we are different. Nah, yo. Yeah, I mean, turns out after watching that movie with the two of you, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm sorry I even bothered mentioning that. So then we find out George confronts Gary, and he's like, "Yo, they're monks," and he's like, "Yo, how could you not tell me about the fucking cancer?" And he's like, "You have a terrible poker face, like, yeah, you're gonna pull a Micah, you're gonna blab it out at a dinner party." And he's like, "Look, man, I feel really bad about it. Sorry I didn't tell you. I know this parking space is about to open up. It's going to be $50. All you have to do, $50 a month. You just have to pay the taxes on it. And in New York, obviously, that is worth a big deal." So he's like, "Oh, wow. Okay. Like, thanks, man." But then George, like the scumbag that he is, he's like, "You still owe me a secret. Like, this isn't a repayment for that lie." And so then Gary's like, all right, I do have a secret, but you can't tell Jerry." And George is like, "Yeah, no, of course. I would never tell Jerry. He's like, what is he, my wife?" See, of course. Right. Like, that's how it works. And so he tells him, he's like, "Yeah, I didn't really have cancer." I would look at him, I'd be like, "Nah, I'm going to tell him, yo. Like, I'm going to tell him, yo. Yeah. You can't fake cancer, my guy. Like, nah, yo, that don't work." So George agrees to not tell him. Kramer sees Elaine back at Jerry's apartment, and he's like, "Hey, you know, where'd your ex-boyfriend get those glasses? I saw him the other day." And she's like, he wouldn't tell me, because that's not weird. you ever have any like piece of clothing or something like that that you want to stay exclusive and you don't tell people?
I don't really have good fashion sense.
Or anything. A Dr. Doom statue, for instance.
No, I'm not that petty. But I will tell you, like, I might lie if I was that bad, you know, if I was that hard up to want something exclusively.
Have you ever done it?
No, because nobody wants anything that I got.
I can't remember what the specific thing is, but I've definitely done that. I wasn't like that guy who was like, "I'm not going to tell you. That seems weird and like really uncalled for." But I've definitely said, I don't know where I got it. I don't remember.
Yeah, I could see.
Like a piece of, like, not a piece of clothing, because I'm no, spoiler alert, Target. Like, that's right. Where it's from. Who gives a shit? These jeans, they're lovely. Like, who cares? Right. But there's definitely been something I've had where I have not said. Or like, "Oh, I don't remember." Like, yeah. I think somebody asked me, like, where did I get, maybe it wasn't like a physical thing, but like, where did I learn about how to do something in podcasting or something?
Yeah.
And I definitely was like, "I don't remember."
Yeah.
Like,
knowledge.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't always share. Yeah. I don't always, I share a lot of things, but there's some things I'm like, nope.
Yeah. If I know something, I'm gonna know it.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's job security, bro.
Yeah. No, actually now I actually absolutely remember what it is. There is something specific in podcasting that we do that I do not tell anyone.
Good.
And it's a part of the level of our success, actually. Like, I don't tell anyone anything. They're like, "Oh, how'd you get started?" And I tell them 99% of all the shit that we do, and I don't tell them that one thing.
Good.
Yeah. I'm like, nope. Nah, figure it out yourself.
Yeah. Hoard knowledge, yeah. I think is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's not really a positive, but like, in this case, yeah, there's a couple things I kind of hold back. But, you know, sometimes you have to discover for yourself. Or things not to do. Just saying. So then we find out, like, Jerry starts to question George about, he's like, "Hey, man, what's the deal? Like, what do you know? Do you have a secret or something from that you heard?" And George's like, no. He's like, "What do you got? You got a couple of bullets. You got a two of a kind." And he starts like quizzing him like on these poker terms. And then George blurts out
that he actually knows that Gary didn't have cancer. And so, of course, George or Jerry is like, what the fuck? I helped, you know, he's like, I helped pay for this guy's wig. Because next time he sees Gary, he's got a toupee on. You ever seen a guy in the wild with a toupee?
Yeah, they don't look good.
No, they don't. they don't might as well have a chin strap.
All. Yeah, they don't look good at all. And I can't, you can tell, man. Like, it just doesn't look right. No. And I never understood the whole, I mean, look, I'm not losing my hair, but I've never understood. I've never understood the vanity of wanting a toupee, especially in this day and age.
Yeah. As a black dude. No, I'm not.
I mean, as a white dude, right? Like bald white dudes can get away with it now and not be referred to as skinheads and shit. You know what I mean?
Can they?
I think some of them can pull it.
You got it. Then you got to have a beard. Like if you don't have a beard,
I would think a bald guy with a beard would be more of a racist.
Yeah, I mean, thinking of Jack. Yeah, that's right. He'll never hear this. He'll never hear it. Yeah, I guess being a bald white dude is now more acceptable. You used to just look like a cancer patient.
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
Yeah. People were just I agree with you. You got to have like some sort of like facial hair, but it doesn't have to be like mountain man. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. You don't have to look like you're in like one, either a heavy metal band or a folk band.
Yeah.
Somehow yeah. It's the same look.
You don't have to look like a beige member of the Blue Man Group. You know what I mean?
the anemic member. the one who came down with sickle cell anemia for us. See, I should have never said that. So then George goes, George then he like meets up with this woman that he thought Gary was like, oh, you know, so Susan said hi. And you find out she was like, no, I sent my regards. And so George is like, oh, I thought you were, you know, like interested. She's like, no, not at all. She's like, I'm actually in love with Gary because he, you know, because he changed his perspective once he had cancer. And he's like, motherfucker, like
fucking Gary.
Yeah, this cancer is fucking working for this guy. So then Elaine goes down to see her ex.
So with Elaine and the ex, right, they were all talking earlier and Kramer, who had just seen her ex, Jake. And he asked her, hey, you know, maybe you can go see him and ask him where he got these frames for his glasses.
Because I need a new look.
Because I need a new look. Because Kramer needs a new look.
Sure.
And he says, oh, yeah. And I told your ex-boyfriend that you said hi. And she was like, the fuck you do that for?
Yeah.
Because he was the last person to speak in the post breakup relationship. I had the upper hand. Now, if he thinks that I went to asked about him, right, then he has the upper hand.
You think that's true?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
That's insane.
Is it?
I feel like it's a little is crazy. It?
Because like, yeah, I knew you're thinking about me. You know what I mean? Like,
so do you have the upper hand with any exes or you have the lower hand?
I look, it don't matter what hand I got. I won.
that is about as perfect of an answer as you could have given. Yeah, no, that's about right. I mean, look, you're not wrong. You're 100% correct. Yeah. 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 Look, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Same boat.
Yeah. So, look.
You can cut both of my hands off. Don't fucking matter. Don't fucking matter. No, that's funny. Yeah, I think if you generally just win, I think the upper hand doesn't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Because actually, if you win, then you can just style on people, right? You just be like, hey, how you doing? We're friends now. Fuck you. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
So yeah, I would say I have the upper hand, and I won.
There you go.
So that's a double.
There you go.
Yeah. I think the last thing I was like, well, hope you do well after, you know, your cancer surgery, And then, and like, that was the upper hand because that was like a nice thing. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but it was like, it's like thyroid cancer. That's like super common.
Oh, that's
that, that's not real cancer.
Yeah, that's not real cancer.
I mean, that's barely more than what Gary had, yeah. Which was not cancer.
Right, right.
By the way, that's not to diminish cancer. Just saying.
Yeah,
there are types of cancer.
We're just diminishing thyroid
cancer. Yeah. No, please. Get out of here. Everyone's had that. Actually, she's the third person I know who has it. Who's had it?
Ah, that. Pff, just get some Robitussin, take care of that.
Yeah, just let that tussin get in there. So then down at Walden Books, Elaine comes in and she's like, hey, Kramer said that that I said hi, but I didn't say hi. I didn't want you to think, you know, that I was thinking about you. And he's like, oh, it's like, it's no big deal. He's like,
he was like, the fact that you came all the way down here to say that means that you still love me.
Yeah, I just smacked him right across his face.
Get the fuck out of my face.
I just stole his glasses right there. and she's like, oh, so by the way, where'd you get those glasses? And he's like, oh, I'm not telling you. And so she stops a guy she sees with similar glasses on the street, buys them off of him, shows back up at Walden Books. By the way, that's how old this episode is. Walden Books is still around. She stops back there to show him that she has the glasses now. And of course, he flips out. That's a level of pettiness that not only do I respect, but I admire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I straight up admire it. So he gets he's furious. Meanwhile, Kramer gets Newman to turn himself in because he is in fact the scofflaw that this cop has been trying to nab who has avoided parking tickets in like 1978 or some shit like that, which is crazy because they would just find your car and just put a boot on it.
Get your license or your driver's your license plate and just find where you live at.
Yeah. And just take your car in the impound. But apparently in 1990, they had no technology like that at all.
Yeah, they just, well, he'll eventually pay him. Let's just keep writing these tickets.
Like, no, they just impound your car. Like, and put you in jail for that shit. Put a lien on your house. So at that point, you know, he turns himself in to the court and what have you.
So we see at one point Jerry Kramer, who was wearing an eye patch.
To be like the cop now.
And what's the guy, Greg? Greg Fogle?
Yeah, Greg Fogle.
John Lovitz's character, and he had John Lovitz's character has a wig on. And it's given him a tremendous amount of confidence, and Jerry is just seething because he told George that he wouldn't say anything.
Right.
So he's seething, right? And John Lovitz has all this confidence, and he goes up and he picks up this woman who is five stations above his
with five his,
okay. With his newfound confidence because it is this rat's nest on his head. And Jerry tells George this, and George is like, huh, he picked that girl up, huh? All because he had a wig on, huh? And then they start talking about whether or not he should do it. And then later on, we get to a scene where he's in the hair club for men. And you see George with this ridiculous ass hair sitting on his head. Jerry is just like, if I'm being honest, this looks fucking dumb.
Dude, okay, like all I can see in this scene is you in that exact role as Jerry just being like, now you look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like if I decided to get a rug, that would be the most ridiculous thing of all time. Like, why? It's just more work. That doesn't make sense for my personality. But Jerry is just fucking just dunking on George, man.
He is, man. And the guy, the toupee specialist who has an even worse toupee, is getting real mad. Like, he's taking it super personal, man.
Jerry is like, I think people with toupees look ridiculous. No offense to you specifically, like right in the guy's face. Yeah, the guy is, he's like, I think you're being disruptive. And I think it makes it difficult for your friend. Like, hey, I'm trying to prevent my friend from becoming one of those guys people snicker at behind their back because they look ridiculous. No offense to you personally. Yeah, and he's just like, he starts flipping out. All you people with hair think you're so damn superior. You have like, no idea what it's like.
You ever look down at your tub and see a fistful of hair? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. All right.
Take it easy. Just shave your head.
Just shave your head, man.
Yeah, just shave your head. Like that's the thing with like Trump. He would look 1,000 times better if he just shaved his head. Like back when he was losing it. Just shave your head. Like, you ever seen those images like photoshopped without his hair? He looks better. He's still a dick. Oof. I mean, he looks like a walking penis, but he is right. a walking penis.
That's what I imagine he would look. That's what I imagine his head looks like. Like an uncircumcised dick.
Well, I mean, that's who he is. So. He wouldn't be an uncircumcised one because I think Muslims don't circumcise their penises. So he would be like, I have to circumcise my own head. To the American way. So yeah, it's so then they leave and you find out Gary comes in. He's like, hey, I need a quick adjustment on my hair. And so then that's where Jerry calls him out because he knows about the lie. And so
the look on George's face because the reason he finds out, right, is because Gary promised George a parking spot. Then he reneged on that promise.
Yeah.
And then the look on Jerry's face, he turns around like, come on.
like, give him to me.
Right. George is like, go ahead.
But see, that is what I appreciate about the show. Because there's moments like that, like all the bullshit that happens in that episode, like they come to an agreement like, you're free to destroy this person. And like, that was great. And so then the last scene we see in the episode is George coming in with his new toupee into Monk's, all high and mighty. And he flirts with this woman. And she literally does maybe one of the hotter things I've ever seen like a woman do in like a ridiculous situation, which is she pushes the chair out for him to sit down like, oh, my day's going great. And she's like, here you go. You can sit down. And George is like, yeah, this is working out pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, so things are going good for him. Yeah, and then the final scene is Mr. Pitt or Mr. Lippman, who looks like what's that fucking politician? I was gonna say Steny Hoyer. No, it's for the Democrats. I can't remember his name. From New York, but he's introducing Elaine's ex-boyfriend, and then Elaine's ex-boyfriend realizes that he has the same glasses on, and he flips out, and he's like, where did you get those? And he just, like, ruins his press speech, and then Elaine, like, just sneaks out the back. So, yeah. So, any final words on this episode?
Solid episode. We won't be doing an episode on the, you know, clip show. It's a clip show.
Yeah.
It's literally everything that we talked about for the past 100 episodes.
I mean, I'm going to watch it, but
I'm really excited for the next episode.
Look, it's one of my favorite scenes of all time. It is absolutely one of my favorites. All right. That's it for us. And we will see you guys next week.
See you.
Bye. Bow, 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 bow.
Really?